star formation of X-ray AGN in cosmos, the role of AGN activity and galaxy stellar mass, by G. Mountruchers et al. We use approximately 1000 X-ray sources in the Cosmos Legacy Survey and studied the position of the AGN relative to the star forming main sequence, MS. We also construct a galaxy, non-AGN, reference sample that includes approximately 90,000 sources. We apply the same photometric selection criteria on both datasets and construct their spectral energy distributions, SEDs, using optical to far infrared photometry compiled by the HELP project. We perform set fitting, using the X-SIGIL algorithm and the same parametric grid for both datasets, to measure the star formation rate, SFR, and stellar mass of the sources. The mass completeness of the data is calculated at different redshift intervals and is applied on both samples. We define our own main sequence, based on the distributions of the specific SFR at different redshift ranges and exclude quiescent galaxies from our analysis. These allow us to compare the SFR of the two populations in a uniform manner, minimizing systematics and selection effects. Our results show that at low to moderate X-ray luminosities, AGN tend to have lower or, at most, equal star formation rates compared to non-AGN systems with similar stellar mass and redshift. At higher, lux, 2-10 kiloelectronvolts greater than 2 to 3 times 10 to the power of 44 ERGS1, we observe an increase of the SFR of AGN. For systems that have 10.5, this was star formation of X-ray AGN in cosmos, the role of AGN activity and galaxy stellar mass, by G. Mountruchers et al.